Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Portesi is our guest, our good friend, president, CEO of MFV Expositions. MFVExpo.com is the website. We're talking about the franchise industry and the expansion of it into other parts of the world. Now, Tom, thank you again for being here and for making the effort today. You told me that you are you going to China, or you just get back from China? Remind me.
I just returned. I went actually the week before our show.
Okay.
Not great timing to go, but that was when the appointment was made. So
right.
I went there and.
Now there are already American franchises in China, right? I mean, McDonald's is there.
There are a lot of American franchises there whose master license was sold in China. We're going to see it accelerate a ton because of the trademark laws now are getting more stringent. You know, they're a little bit afraid of intellectual property rights in China. They've put some laws in place to help protect that.
So you're saying that going forward, you believe that American intellectual property which a franchise is, that's all it is intellectual property. A franchise is 100% intellectual property, basically. I mean, other than the products people buy, you know, which are just consumables, everything else is intellectual property. Are you saying that they feel more comfortable in China now than before?
100%. You know, the laws are toughened up. They don't feel like they're going to go there and just give away all of their intellectual property now. They're protected. And you're going to see more and more franchises go there. I mean,
are the trade negotiations going to help franchises?
You know, I don't know. Way above my pay grade how this is going to play out.
Yeah. But I mean, if we are able to make this happen, and I think we will, I still have confidence that we're going to make this happen. There's just too many good things that can come out from both sides if we can work this out. If we can just sort of get over
you're right.
The ego stuff.
If we work this out, it's going to be spectacular because you got the two biggest, you know, economies in the world.
Yeah.
Right? And if we traded with each other and nowhere else, we'd be great.
If we could somehow get the China deal done, the North American deal done, the European deal done, Tom, we could go for a generation without any kind of an economic slowdown. We've never seen the economic expansion that could be possible. What do you think?
I agree with you. It's a matter of getting it all done, making sure that, you know, we balance everything out as best we can. Don't get greedy,
mm-hmm.
right? Just be more fair and make it happen, and you're right.
How does a franchisor penetrate China? Do they go through your organization, through the National Franchise Organization?
I wouldn't want to start some kind
of a smaller franchise and go wandering over there by myself.
Well, there's a few things, right? So obviously taking part in our show or another show that, you know, there are shows there now. Working with the U.S. Department of Commerce, Commercial Service, they help
right.
them matchmake.
They do a great
nobody's
job.
Going there to open up a franchise, right? What they're going is they're going there to find partners. They're going there to find people who want to acquire the master license rights to develop
mm-hmm.
that brand in China.
Mm-hmm.
And open up a single unit franchise.
Right. So the franchisor is trying to get somebody to buy their license to open up a franchise over there. Are you saying that they have more confidence that they're going to, you know, one of the things that franchisors have to do in America is they have to make sure the franchisee toes the line, that they don't put sweet pickles in if they're supposed to be putting dill pickles in. And are they confident that they can make that kind of enforcement over there?
Yeah. Right, but you do need, but yes, they can, but you do need a local partner because there are some changes, right? You may want to put pineapples on your pizza in Hawaii.
Right, right.
There's changes that are regional, and there's certainly huge cultural differences in China. So to have a local partner, you take what is great and you tweak it and make sure that it works there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that without a local partner.
Do you feel like you have the ability over there, if something went wrong, if somebody violated something, could an American company go to the courts over there and get redress?
I believe that they feel way more confident today than they did yesterday.
Wow.
And it continues to move in that
That's
direction.
That's good news.
Because don't forget, the partner has a vested interest.
Right.
Right. The license owner has a vested interest. So you have your partner in China is on your side.
Is that partnership that you think they're going to have over there? You know, we know the legendary story about where if I go over there and we form a company for you to operate my franchise in, you get 51%. I can't have more than 49%. Is that still the case, or is that going away?
It is. It is from region to region, and it is from industry to industry.
Hmm.
So there are some things that still happen like that, but there are some independent-owned businesses.
Right. Well, that's one of the
issues.
Listen,
that was my first trip to China, so I don't want to sound like an expert. These are the things I'm uncovering as I'm peeling that
off. Oh, yeah. No, I'm impressed with how well you're doing, Tom, because now this is good stuff. You're doing great. Well, I just hope that we can really get that worked out. That's one of the big sticking points is the ownership issue with China, you know, where they were not even allowing an American company to have a majority ownership, and therefore when you laid your IP down on the table, you lost it at that moment. The moment you signed a minority position into a new deal with your IP, you lost it at that moment.
Well, again, you know, here you are, you're going to have a local partner, so that partner is going to protect that.
Hopefully.
Because they just made a huge investment to buy it, so they're going to protect it as if it was theirs. Which
this is news, folks, hearing the progress and the optimism in Tom Portese about what's going to happen. This is good news for America because we can grow a lot of wealth here from this kind of a transaction. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.